underscore DTY.
DTY, this is KC4SKD.
Hey, sir.
Larry, I'm just headed to get a little food to take home. Gotta eat and then work around the house. I call it second shift.
Couple second shifts before, too. I know what you're talking about. Where are you going for food?
The Bell, get some burritos, take them home and eat them. We keep sour cream in the refrigerator, and, you know, doctor them up a little bit, and it works out okay.
What was your call sign again?
4 Sierra Kilo Delta. Name is Larry, and I got my ticket in July of 1990.
New to the ham world, or newish. I got my ticket last March, and I actually just took my general about a month ago now. So I finally have my general.
Good. I'm what they call a tech plus, because I had to know 5 words a minute. Back when I got my ticket, you had the 5 classes back then. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed the hobby, and both my brothers are hams. My wife's a ham, and one of the guys I work with is a ham.
It's pretty cool. I'm actually, me and my brothers, I have 3 other brothers, and we were all going to get our ham, take our ham test all at the same time. And actually, we were going to take it last February. But then my brothers all backed out on me, and I was the only one that took my test. And so I'm still trying to convince them to do it.
Yeah, they make promises to back out. Well, both my brothers, one came a few years later, and the other a few years later. But, yeah, we've all enjoyed it. And I don't get on here as much as I'd like to. I used to check into the net at 9 a lot, but I seem to stay so busy fixing cars and working on electrical system and plumbing and all kind of stuff. Just don't have time at 9 o'clock.
You there, yep. Same for me. I try to check in nightly if I can. I do have the luxury of I work for myself, but I also don't have the luxury because I work for myself, so I tend to stay busy and always have something to do. I typically will work pretty late at night anyway, so sometimes 9 o'clock will come and go, and I didn't even realize it.
Things fixed around the house, plus I'm also a sound engineer and sound operator at church. And I'm learning how to play the organ, so it takes time to sit there and practice music, too.
You grew up a sound engineer, but my main calling was I was a lighting tech. Worked with Off-Broadway Productions, and then when I moved down here, I ended up working at quite a few churches, helping them with their systems.
Good job. I like it when people sit out there and they can hear everything, and it's not overly loud, and it sounds really good, and helps them enjoy the service a lot better.
Yeah, finding that balance, but totally agree. You don't want it where it's blowing people out of the water. So, yeah, it is a fine instrument to try to tune. But that's pretty cool. You're also learning to play the organ. When did this start?
Started around with keyboards and pianos and instruments like that when I was, about all my life, I took piano lessons, but I was never really serious with it. And about 11 years ago, I got a little more serious with it and started in the piano, bought a digital piano, but the problem I ran into is my thumb started hurting so bad. So I had to drop back and switch to the organ, which is not quite so taxing on the thumbs.
So I thought the keyboard on the organ and the piano was the same, is it not?
know, if you play a really an acoustic piano, the keys are heavier and they're more weighted, and the organ is just really light.
Talking about, I didn't realize you were talking acoustic piano. So my brother and sister-in-law both played a piano, and we grew up with a baby grand piano in our home, and so I'm so used to that, so I know what you're talking about. But yeah, that is pretty cool. So how's it coming learning?
Oh, but I'm getting there. And I'm not that good at reading music, so what I do, I just write the chord over the music and just go through and play the chords. I hate to cut it short, but I'm here, and I'm next in line to order, so I'm going to have to sign with you.
Head and get your food. This is KI4DTY. I'm on the side.
And I'll chat with you later, KI4DTY. KC4SKD, I'm clear.
What do you have?
Don't know. I mean, you name it, it's got it on there. If it don't, you can download it and put it on there. It's one of the cream of the crop ones that got it from the son. Birthday, but he kind of, I thought he was going to be interested in it because he talked about it, but then again, now he's listening, so he's kind of laid off on it. That girl crazy.
I hear you. You can jump in. You're way down in the static, though.
Let me get in the... I'll be right back.
Model number and let you know. Get your food.
I told your son that a piano player draws the girls. Since he was going girl crazy, that may have helped him learn piano.
There. Smash a few buttons on this one and it'll sound just like a grand piano.
I grew up, my family's very musically inclined, and we had instruments all over the house. That's the only sad part about I have kids now, and I don't have as many instruments around as my dad did. So my kids don't hear it as much as I did growing up.
I got in music back when I was about 15, started playing bass, got in with a band and played some, and then moved from where I was at, come from Charleston, moved up here, and met a friend, a new Artemis Powell, played with Skinner there for a while, and which he played drums, and I was playing bass, but I didn't even play with the band. He was wanting me to go for rodeo, go on the road with him, and I couldn't do that at the time either, so that's about my digital, might as well say, expertise in music.
I can hear you a lot better now.
Yeah, get with him.
KI4DTY. Yeah, so we, my dad and his family grew up and played a lot with the Roy Clark family and some of those guys. I started playing drums when I was 10 and became a musician after that. I can't even believe they got me to play. And became a studio musician for a while up in Connecticut, which is where I grew up. And just played a lot, and now I don't play that much anymore.
Roger that. Talk to Chandler. Man, I got something to do.
Hey, Chandler.
Hey, guys. KO4WWZ. I don't know who the other station is, Daniel. I have a feeling I know who it is. I just can't remember them. But, yeah, it's good to hear you all today. It's good to talk to you. How y'all doing?
Daniel here. I'm doing good. I didn't get the other station's name either, so I apologize. But, yeah, good day. Just trying to get a lot of work done, if I could talk. But I've been kind of sluggish today, but I'm trying to pick it back up. What you been up to?
So most day I've been helping, you know, my mom and dad get the house fixed back up from where we got hit by lightning the other night. I come out here to talk on the radio, and like a young idiot, I made another mistake. I learned from it, but, you know, doesn't mean I sit still, don't feel still well. Doesn't mean that I feel better about it yet. I'll start feeling better when I know I'm doing better.
We all make mistakes. That's part of growing up, part of learning. I still make mistakes and still have those feelings of regret of, oh, I should have done that different, or I could have done that. So I totally get it. That is part of life, unfortunately. And the best thing to do is own up to it and then learn from your mistakes and see how you could have done something different. And then forgive yourself and move on, because you're not going to gain anything by staying in a world of regret. It just is what it is, and the most valuable thing you could do is grow from it. I definitely understand what you mean and what you're going through as far as making mistakes. I tell you what, my dad was super understanding growing up, and he allowed me to make mistakes, and sometimes it cost him money, and he told me something that really meant a lot to me. He's like, listen, I'm not going to punish you for learning. You know, if it was something you knew better and did, that's different. But, you know, we all make mistakes. He's like, and if my dad, this was my dad talking, if my dad had punished me for everything I did wrong, he's like, I'd be in a world of hurting. But he always just said, all right, did you learn something? My dad said, yeah. He's like, all right, let's keep going here.
Your dad was an amazing man. I appreciate that, Daniel. Just sometimes I say things that don't exactly come across the right way when I mean something completely and totally different. And, well, let me just say, it loves me when I do that, because I do it a lot. But I really do try my best to be the best version of myself that I can be. I just gotta keep paying attention to myself and keep learning.
I do get it. I still make mistakes, and I still will slap myself on my head every now and then. I'm like, what were you thinking? But you know what? It's just, again, it's just part of life, part of learning, part of growing. And I think some of us, definitely me, you know, it takes a couple knocks on the head, a couple mistakes to learn and grow. Again, don't count that as a bad thing. It's rough going through. I get it. But you know what? We all have to learn. And so part of it is sometimes you have to fall down a couple times to learn. But I totally get it. And, yeah, when it comes to talking, I always put my foot in my mouth. I am always getting myself in some sort of trouble. Sometimes I'm a joker, and I joke around a lot, and it gets me in trouble sometimes.
You know, it takes a joker to make everybody's day, though. See, it's the people that can be like, you know, that can be serious, that laugh and smile, at least mentally, in a way that everyone sees it. And those are the people who are uplifting and healthy for your day, and man, let me tell you, that's the person I want to do. And I do know this if they do that, and you're doing that kind of person to me right now, Daniel. I really appreciate you. You're the same. I really do love everybody who I come into contact with on this repeater. They all mean the world to me. But anyway, my station was part of what got hit by lightning in the house. So I'm trying to look around at some Yazzie radios or Icon radios or just a Kenwood or something that I could buy, maybe upgrade my station and get a better setup. Do you have any suggestions?
I'm still new to this ham world myself, and so any suggestions I made would just probably not be wise. I would love to feel like I could help here, but you already know Chad, and Chad's amazing for giving out some really great advice, and I think that whatever he's told you to maybe lean towards or go with, I would... You know what? He's a smart man, and he knows what he's talking about. But I have Yaesu 991 that I've been really happy with. I saved up for it for about 6 months. I saved up. You know, every now and then I'd have a little extra job here or there, and I could sock away, $50 or $100. And save up for it. And another ham radio guy out there gave me a really, really good deal and was really kind to me. I'd give his call sign, but I don't know if he'd want me to do that. But he was really nice and taking care of me and helping out with that.
For that, yeah, I agree. Chad is a really, really, really awesome person when it comes to ham radio. Let's just say, I'm not going to get into that, but you're right about that, and there's a lot of good people on this theater, including yourself, and Chad, I'm the best. He's not, the only person that he's one of the best.
There's a lot of really cool people on this repeater, and it's been amazing to hear and talk to a lot of them. But as far as radio, what are you kind of looking for as far as it covering? Are you just trying to cover the 2 meter, or are you trying to get up on HF? What you trying to do?
I'm seriously debating the Yazzie 991 because it does everything in one radio, and I ain't got to worry about having to do other stuff to upgrade the station. He's in the house.
Don't do that. 4DTY. Yeah, the Yaesu is really, really nice, and like I said, I was able to save up for it, and I've been happy with it. I haven't been able to get up on HF yet. That's my next challenge, and I got to get some sort of antenna system set up. But if you didn't need to get on HF, I think Gary, KI4DOS, I think he was, because he does a swap net, I think he had like an icon, some sort of icon on there. I don't know if that would be something you would be looking for. I think they were talking about it for like a few $100, maybe like $400. I didn't write it down, but maybe it would be worth looking at.
Yeah, maybe. Listen, I gotta go ahead and duck on out of here. I got some stuff I have to attend to. So I will be... clear, but it was good talking to you. And I hope you have a good day.
Chandler, I hope you have a great day, too.
Mr. 4 Romeo, Mike Mobile.
You.
Is this Patrick?
Nope. This is Daniel. This is KI4DTY. Can you give me your call sign and name again?
Daniel, it's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike. Name's Kurt. My QTY, I guess, is East Greenville, and I am currently in the northern reaches of Greenville County, headed back home.
You heard on the radio. Yeah, I usually try to talk to Patrick, too, but he's... I haven't heard him on yet. I only turned my radio on about an hour ago, maybe. But I haven't heard from him yet today. But what you up to?
Just trying to keep four down on the road right now. I get safely home for dinner. And I had to run up to see a friend up here in Campobello. He is a very skilled gunsmith. And I turned over, I gave him a little project to work on. And of course, he likes to talk too. So 2 hours later, my wife called and said, "You better get home if you want to stay married."
Well, I know of whom you speak of, and yes, he is extremely knowledgeable, and I tell you what, he is a very caring person and definitely tries to help out absolutely any and everyone that he can. I was up there yesterday, and he was helping me with an antenna, so I know what you're talking about, and yep, that boy can talk, but I tell you what, it's always a pleasure, and I always laugh.
He is heart of gold. He installed my mobile unit on which I'm speaking right now, which is an ICOM 73 Alpha or 7430 Alpha, I believe. And it works like a charm, and I owe it all to him.
I remember you putting your call out that day and him responding saying, "Come on up to my shop and I'll help you install it." So I actually remembered that. And I was one of the people that responded to whether or not the radio was working.
All right then. So, small world. So we're getting dialed in here real good.
Yeah, but no, that's too cool. Cause when did you get your license?
License on the 25th of June of last year. So I'm coming up on a year right now. But I don't want I want to get my general before a year passes. So I don't want to let it lapse, you know, go a whole year. So I'm studying for that general. And that same gentleman we were speaking of, I'm going to make sure that it's his signature on my what do you call it? Certificate of successful completion.
Yep, completion, yep. I wish he could have signed mine, but instead, I did have the honor of having Gary KI4DOS sign it, and I was really happy that Gary was there when I took my test. That, to me, that was that was an honor too, so I was happy with that. But I tell you what, so I got my license last March, so a couple months after you, and then I actually just took my general in March. Yep, I took my general in March, so right at a year, and I was able to pass it.
Well, to you, maybe I might need your help and study for this thing, because I'm having a hard time with the memorization of some of these frequency bands and, you know, the red and the green and where you're allowed to talk and where you're allowed not to talk, you know, where you're prohibited and this, that, and the other. So, you know, I just got to get down and just put together a cohesive long grind of maybe an hour, 2 hours every day or so, so I can stay up. I don't forget what I had studied last time I had my head in the book, KO4RMM.
K4DTY. So, totally get it. Yep, you know what? Reach out to me. I am happy to help any way I can. There was a couple guys out there, and the gentleman we were talking about was definitely super helpful. And Patrick was super helpful in that as well, KO4HKX. And actually, have you been a part of the net meetings on, I think it's Wednesday?
I have checked in. I've been really bad about attending my nightly, the 2-meter net at 2100. I need to get better at being there on a consistent basis. But I'm not really familiar with what you're talking about on the Wednesday meetings.
I talked to that gentleman we were speaking of. I can't remember if it's Tuesday or Wednesday night when they, you know what, I think it's Tuesday night. But they do, after the net, they do a rag chew portion where it's after the rag chew. It's like a round table discussion. And all these older ham guys who've been doing it for a long time, they will hang around and they kind of leave it open to some of us newbie ham operators to ask questions, to kind of ask dumb questions. That's the best way I can describe it. And to say, talk about antennas, talk about whatever. But you know what? I put out there I was having trouble studying, and they gave me some helpful information. It let me let the cycle. I tell you what, that helped a lot, and that was really cool to be a part of. A lot of those guys gave me some helpful tips. But I'll be honest, one of the best helpful tips I got was from KO4NUE, Chad, and he was like, just study that answer book, get all the answers, only study the right answers, and you will pass the test.
I'm hearing from you, it sounds like I just need to study a little more and just go over the right answers over and over and over until they are hammer forged into my brain. And that's how I studied for the first one, and method seemed to be pretty effective there. So I have the book. I just need to just go over and over those correct answers if I'm not mistaken.
KI4DTY, KO4RMM. So the other thing that helped me a lot was, do you have a hamstudy.org on your phone? They have an app.
I do. I'll just have to do that, you know, when I turn off the lights at night and roll over, just fall asleep studying.
Seemed to help me the most was I did not guess at any of the answers in that app. I just automatically hit, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know every time. And it would give me the right answer. And then every time it would come back around, if I didn't know it for sure, like it didn't pop out, I would put, I don't know again. And I would keep doing that because I tell you what, I'm hard-headed sometimes when it comes to learning. And I did that over and over again. But honestly, the best for me, because I am a bad test taker, is I literally hammer down for 2 weeks before the test doing that where I didn't, you know, just put, I don't know, and just till I could get the answers right. And then the week of, I got about 90% memory with it, and I was able to pass.
Yeah, that's really encouraging, Daniel. I'm going to just have to just make it a matter of consistency a little bit every day. I'll hammer it home, give KO4NUE a call, set up a date, and get her done. Can't wait.
Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it, because you asked Chad, I was sweating it. Tell him and tell you the story, but I called him up and I was like, Chad, I don't think I can take this test. I'm a complete dummy. him and Patrick, they encouraged me so much. I tell you what, the week of, they both sent me a text, and that was super encouraging. They were like, you can do it. And I don't think I would have done it without their encouragement in that. But I tell you what, just hammer down for 2 weeks. I'm telling you, you can do it. And I will say this, the things that you're worrying about on the test, I would not worry about. It'll all work itself out.
Every day.
No, I'm telling you, dude, I think, honestly, if you want to hear something real honest, the technician class was probably harder for me than the general class test. And so that's why I'm telling you, I know you can take it. I know you can probably, you know, if you're hitting at least, if you do that ham study and you're hitting at least 80 on it consistently, dude, you'll pass the test. So I'm confident in that.
Just tell me the P.O. box where I need to mail the check for your, you know, putting some extra coals on my fire today, because that's just what I needed.
I'm more than happy to help. Like I said, Chad and Patrick were so instrumental in encouraging me, and so if I can pass that along, then I'm happy to do so. But what I would do is I would go see when that next test is. And then I would just say, okay, I'm putting it, and I put that test on my calendar. I keep a physical calendar because I'm weird. And I put that test date on that calendar, and that was my moment. I was gonna do it, fail or not. I was gonna take that test. And I tell you what, I think I fretted a little too hard. That's what I'm saying. I think that I know you can do it, so I feel confident in that.
Back in the day, now this is way back in the day, this Saturday Night Live had a skit. Where is this? Al Franken. Of course, I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. Wouldn't advise anybody to do so either. But he had the daily affirmations where he looked at himself in the mirror and said, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I like that. No, I don't remember that. I used to watch some SNL every now and then, and yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't advise anybody to watch it now, but they had a couple of good skits in the days. But I don't remember that, but I tell you what, I like that. That's a good motto, and I think that would be... that's some wise words to live by. But no, that's crazy. I like that.
This is back in like 91 or 92. So, you know, that's back when the show had some degree, still had some standards. Of course, I haven't watched it in 20 years. You couldn't force feed me that anymore either. But those are pretty funny skits. That was just genuine humor.
With you there, so like I didn't watch it until really watch SNL until probably the beginning of 2000. Well, yeah, probably beginning 2000-ish, and I would watch it every now and then. They had a pretty good crew there up until, I don't know, 2008, 2009. They had a really good crew, but I'll have to look that up. Who was that skit by?
Well, yeah, just like the show goes, it was by Al Franken, and he was a better comedian than he was a politician. He actually ran for Senate for Minnesota and was a Minnesota senator for, I guess, a couple of terms. But he's out of politics now, too. You know, he's like all the rest of them. He's left-wing, you know, I don't mean it. You cross over into this forbidden territory, but he's a good bit left of center if you get my drift.
So I'll have to try to look that up just to see it, but I know what you mean. about swinging over there to the other side. I think that's what they're famous for, right? But yeah, how about we, you want to talk about religion next?
If we've already crossed over the lines, we might as well cause as much trouble as we can. And boy, that'll really get it riled up, I tell you what.
I tell you what, we'll definitely hear some chatter real quick. I'll probably get some text messages, too.
I tell you, well, you know, I guess if food was a religion or if hunting and fishing was a religion, I guess we could talk about that. Radio is kind of a religion itself, but I'm having so much fun in amateur radio right now, you know, just talking to people, mainly listening to people. I do a lot more listening than talking, though today might be an exception to that, but how about you, Daniel?
You work for myself, so I tend to turn the radio on. I just recently redid my home office and made sure that I was to include a little area where I could have my radios set up. I tell you what, I don't think this was a good idea because I find myself, the radio is kind of behind me some, and I find myself turning on the radio, and I'm sitting at the computer, I'm an editor, and I'll be editing, and next thing I know, I'm turning around listening to the radio, doing the same thing that you're talking about doing, just listening, because I find it cool to hear some of these stories.
For a good story. Usually bad decisions make for good stories.
And I've heard quite a few stories on here, and it always gets me laughing and chuckling. And I tell you what, you get Chad and Patrick and Gary and some of these other guys on the radio, and it's just, it's a good time.
To pull up a chair in one of those rag chew sessions after the net. After the net call in. So I'm going to take you up on that there, Daniel.
Definitely do that. So I think it's Tuesday nights. It's with KO4NUE, Chad. They'll do a rag chew, and then right after that, they do a round table. And you can actually text Chad and just ask him, because I'm pretty sure that's it when they do it. I don't always get to hang around. But it's cool to ask some of these questions with ham radio related, and then sometimes we just get into they'll just talk about stories, and there's also Larry what's his name? It's like KBB or something like that. But yeah, him and Chad will start going back and forth telling stories. And one night we were talking about our very first pocket knife, and that just lended itself to tons of stories, and it was just fun to kind of talk.
RMM. Yeah, I have my first pocket knife story, and it probably will get a few chuckles if I told it.
It was fun. It was fun talking about that and fun kind of reliving. And I tell you what, Chad's always good for a good laugh anyways. And I like to harass him. So that's my favorite pastime right now, is to harass Chad on here and pick on him for things he says.
Man, I mean, he's a rare one. I don't meet too many people as generous as Chad. Willing to help folks out. I'm telling you, if we had a few more clones of him in the world, woo, life would be a lot better.
Better, but who knows? I tell you what, he's hilarious, and I always enjoy talking to him. He's like you said, he's got a heart of gold. So, so yeah. But they are. You definitely got to hang around sometimes for that round table discussion. And I think you would have a good time. Sometimes it goes late. So if you got to get up real early, It makes it rough, but I tell you what, sometimes it's worth it to stay up that late. I'm already a night owl, so it's not that big of a deal for me. But I think one night when we were talking about knives and stuff, I think that conversation went on to about 1:30 in the morning.
You're not jiving, my friend. I'm telling you what, that is serious, man. Yeah, I don't know if I can hang.
We'll pick on you if you don't.
Get picked on and be ignored.
I think Chad was the weakest link that night. At about 1:30, he was like, I can't stay up any later. And so he was like, I'm going to have to side out. And we picked on him a little bit for it, but it was still fun. So I tell you what, I have, for the most part, I've really enjoyed the ham community. It's been fun. It was hard for me to get in at first, trying to figure out the radios and frequencies and all that other stuff. But since then, it has been fun, and I've met a lot of cool people on here.
That experience as well, Daniel, my friend. I tell you one thing I'm bad about, and I need to get on myself about, is a lot of times I will get home, I'll be mobile and listening. I mean, I won't necessarily be talking to anybody, but I'll get home and I'll forget to call myself clear of the channel. So, you know, for all those listening out there who I've accidentally left hanging that were expecting me to be on the line after I've been destinated, you know, please accept my wholehearted, sincerest apology.
What I think, so I try not to. I've been trying to be better about it as well, but sometimes once the groups, you get a group of guys talking, sometimes you can't sign off.
I'll be with my wife, we're running errands, we pull into the driveway and the garage door goes up and I'd say, sweetie, you go on in there. I've got to give me a couple minutes so I can properly close out this conversation.
Man, I had parked in the driveway one night and I tend to work late nights. And so I was coming home from an event on a Saturday night and it was probably 12 o'clock at night. And I was in a CUSO with, I think, Patrick. And he was helping me get home, just keeping me awake. And we talked for probably another hour and a half after the garage door opened. And my wife finally popped her head out there. She's like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, we're just on a CUSO. And this time got away from me. So I totally understand that.
Copy that, Daniel. Well, I've really enjoyed this QSO with you. I look forward to the next one, too. And I think we've walked down the same road here, the two of us, unbeknownst. So I need to check in by phone with my better half to kind of let her know where I'm at so I still have a place to lay my head at night. You don't mind me going 73 and clear at this point.
Have a good one, and I enjoyed the QSO, and listen, I expect you to study for that general. You can do it. So go ahead and put it on your calendar, but I'll say 73s, and this is KI4DTY, KO4RMM. See you later, Kurt.
See you later, Daniel. This is KO4RMM. I'm 73 and clear.